بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. A method of differentiating between virtue and vice. سيدنا وابسة ابن معبد رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he once came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and before he could say anything to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "You have come to ask about virtue and vice." He narrates that he affirmed what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to him, "Seek the verdict of your heart. Virtue is that which the conscience is comfortable with, and vice is all that which pricks the conscience and creates hesitation." Note, another version of this hadith, which is recorded in Sahih Muslim, narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also added the following statement about the description of vice. He said, "And you dislike that people should see you committing that action." A true Muslim receives messages from his heart which endorse and ratify his actions or discourage him from that. This hadith would not apply to each and every Muslim. To use this principle as a tool of ascertaining vice and virtue, as many of us have a disturbed fitra, that is a disturbed spiritual nature, and we no longer qualify to act upon this method. Such Muslims should always seek the opinion of the learned ulama of deen. A story about Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a slave that used to earn for him, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to eat from his earnings. One day the slave brought food, and Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began eating as usual. The slave asked, "Do you know how this wealth was acquired?" Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, "How was it acquired?" He said, "I used to be a soothsayer in the days of Jahiliyyah. I was not really trained at the art of soothsaying, but I used to tell a lot of lies in the process and I would deceive people. During that period, I foretold certain matters to a person who happened to meet me and gave me this wealth." Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately put his finger into his gullet and vomited every last morsel of that food. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.